I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, time for 7 in Heaven. Grease the guitar riff, off and running. I'll go first. Also, 90s, a mess of State Route 2. Holy Toledo, take a look at that up there, Tone. Give yourself some extra time if you got to go that way.
It's always amazing to me that that can happen.
I got in one last night.
Oh, yeah, you called
home.
Me.
I had to call you from it. I turned the truck off and everything. And then some guy in a Wrangler, he cut me off and didn't even give me the wave. And I pulled up next to him.
Well, that's not what the Jeep wave is for.
No. Okay. He didn't give me the courtesy, like, I messed up wave. I pulled up next to him. I swear to God, Tony, I didn't tell you this. I went to give him the look, like, you know you messed up. And he put his seat back. Like, I'm not looking at you.
Oh, I like that move.
You've done that, haven't you?
It's like you've put up your barrier, your protection, your force field.
The Ram waits for no man. No, I'm kidding. Give yourself some extra time if you got to go around state route 2 and 90. Here we go. 7 in Heaven. Mine first. Number one, still Buffalo.
Really?
Yes. Still the Buffalo Bills. Number two, Kansas City. Number three, Baltimore. I'll explain here in a bit. Number four, Indianapolis.
You're going Colts.
Yep, I'm going Colts. I'm still going Colts.
And you had Colts a week ago.
I had Colts a week ago.
And they did pull off a very, very nice victory over the Chiefs.
My top four didn't change. Oh, don't give me your head shaking. Owen, here we go. Number five, Miami. Now, I tend to think Miami's carrying a horseshoe in certain places right now, but I don't think it's going to change. I'm looking at their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Miami has, they got the Bengals, they're in Cincinnati, and that's coming up on Thursday night. Then Jets, Vikings, which who the hell knows what Vikings team is going to show up. Steelers, Lions, Bears, us, Texans, Niners, Chargers. Who knows what Chargers team is going to show up? Then the Bills. I mean, there's a few of those teams are not good. Not good. So they're probably going to have a nice look at things right now. This is where I did some scratching, though. I had Cleveland at number five. I scratched them out. I put Miami number five. I got Cleveland number six. And the only reason I don't have Cleveland number three is because I did quarterback versus quarterback there. I put Lamar ahead, obviously, Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby's been playing well. Lamar's been playing out of his shoes. If they were to play each other tomorrow, I'd have to take the Ravens because of Lamar. Right? Am I wrong? Am I right?
He's been the MVP of the league.
Number seven, I had to drop the Chargers out of it. Rashawn Slater's hurt. Now I got Justin Herbert, who's getting shots like Varsity Blues here. Even though Brandon Staley doesn't seem to be a John Voight character, I took the Chargers out. I can't put Denver in there. It seems like there's hand problems. Looks like Brady Quinn was right with Russell Wilson.
That he may not fully recover from that?
I'm going to put Cincinnati in there. I'm going to put Cincinnati number seven. Still not going to put Tennessee in. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got number one, the Buffalo Bills. Right. So I was just trying to throw you off when I was questioning how you had the Bills number one. I still have the Bills number one. That was such a bizarre game. Would they run almost 70 plays in that game? Dolphins didn't even get to 30. There was a fumble at the 6-yard line that ended up scoring one of the touchdowns.
There was the butt punt
for the Miami Dolphins.
We have to talk about the butt punt.
Yeah, which actually you could make the argument help them because then they got the free kick and they boomed one to the other end, even though they did have to take the safety and a field goal. You know, it would have been a different story. Then I have the Kansas City Chiefs, number two. kind of feel like Bills and Chiefs are interchangeable right now, but I'll put them number two. Ravens number three, just like you had a number four. Boy, there is a total, right now, there is a total polarization over who is going to win the AFC South.
Yeah.
People are jumping right on the Trevor Lawrence bandwagon. And the thing you're hearing the most is, well, Urban's not there. That's why they're winning. Kirk has been a big signing for them. And they've got athletes, you know, they remind me in many ways when people are like, how'd the Browns get so talented all of a sudden? You're like, oh, yeah, they had top five picks for like 10 straight years. Eventually, you're not going to miss on every one of those picks. Well, they have hit now on some of these. They've had multiple first rounders in how many years? And now all of a sudden, they have athleticism and they have some talent. But Tennessee, I have Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
As a team, look at their schedule over the next 4 weeks before they play Kansas City.
That's homerism. That's Buckeye homerism right there.
I have Tennessee at number four. That was a gutsy win over the Raiders. Both teams were winless going into that game. Somebody had to fall to 0-3, and the Titans ended up getting the victory. I have wild card numero uno, Miami Dolphins. They're a good team. I just don't think they're as good as everybody going crazy over their win against Buffalo. And then I didn't know what to do between the Bengals and the Browns, but I have them both in. I have three teams from the AFC North and only one team from the AFC West.
Well, you got to pick
so
a spot.
I have the just based on credibility, I have going with Joe Burrow over Jacoby Brissett right now. I have Bengals number six and the Browns number seven. But Jacoby's played better.
I just went with
than
who's
Joe Burrow.
I just went with who's got two wins, who has one win. That's all.
Okay.
That sounded like a jerk thing to say to you. I wasn't trying to be. If I wanted to be a jerk,
yeah, I'm
be
projecting.
I just went with the team that has more wins at the end of
the
year.
And the Bengals, that was an ass kicking over the Jets. The Browns were kicking the Jets' ass for a bit in that game, but the Bengals were able to hold on to it. So it's weird. It's tough to compare these teams right now. I just think Burrow, who didn't really show up at camp, I think he's just going to get better and better.
If the Browns don't drop that Jets game and they're 3-0, do you put them into the top three or top four?
Probably.
Is the rest of the AFC about what you thought it was going to be, or is it easier?
No, the AFC West. I mean, Derek Carr has not looked good. Derek Carr, who was in the playoffs just a season ago. Justin Herbert, obviously the injury, and they've had a slew of injuries. I know everyone's
Devontae
crushing.
Adams is going to be 30 on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I know everybody is killing Staley right now because of their record, and they are underperforming. They've had a ton of injuries. So that great roster has been kind of relegated to not nearly as good with the injury situation. They still shouldn't have gotten their ass kicked by Jacksonville. I mean, that jumped off the charts this week.
I see the rest of the AFC. I'm feeling better and better.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm feeling better and better about the Browns'
chances
with the
AFC. New England kicked your ass last year.
Yeah.
New England totally kicked your ass, and Mac Jones,
I'm glad you brought this up.
He shredded you, and now they're a non-factor, and he's not even going to play.
Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I did it as a little bit of a test, like a college football test, which is totally stupid by me, because I watched New England on Sunday. I watched the first half, then I started watching Gardo's. And I thought, man, without Tom, New England is just the Iowa Hawkeyes. And the only reason I said it is because you have Bill Belichick. And his sons aren't even the problem, but both of his sons are on the coaching staff. And what, it's Steven and Brian are on the coaching staff. And I can just think of Kirk Ferentz, who was actually on the Bill Belichick coaching staff in Cleveland. And his sons, which it's like his sons and his grandchildren and his grandchildren's grandchildren are all on his coaching staff at Iowa. So I just always think it's like, well, they're just the Iowa Hawkeyes now of the NFL. And that's who they are. And it's like, well, they could still win nine games. It's like, yeah, they could always still win nine games. They could be a formidable opponent, and so can the New England Patriots. They could still be a decent defense. I don't think the Suns are the problem there. I think that whatever they got going on with their offense and Matt Patricia and Joe Judge both trying to call plays together or whatever the hell they're trying to do, that doesn't seem to be working very well. And now with Mac Jones getting, what, surgery, it seems? Is this true? Then it's going to keep him out multiple games. It seems that Brian Hoyer would probably play on October 16th against the Browns.
They're in trouble. They are in big trouble.
Like right now, you're at Atlanta, which, listen, there's things bigger than football, but after the Miles news, the line dropped to 1.5.
Did it really?
Yes, it did.
Man, how many defensive players in a league does a line change that much?
Because he's really good. Miles is a premier elite pass rusher to basically everybody except our callers.
I would agree with that.
With the Chargers,
not that I agree with that sentiment. I agree with the fact that whatever reason we get calls, he is number one in the NFL in pressures after 3 weeks, according to a number I saw. And yet fans were like, where was Myles Garrett? It's like, you realize they ran every play.
Our callers think he's Mike Junkin.
The Steelers ran every play to the other direction, and you still beat him.
Like, and double-teamed him.
I don't like what he said about the booze. I was not happy about what he said about the booze, but elite's elite. With the Chargers and their injuries now, it's even that up. Like, I thought, like, Justin Herbert, a healthy Justin Herbert can put it on you at any time. Now it's different. Now it's much different. The Patriots... That injury with Mac Jones, I mean, Mac Jones has been a little bit uneven since he had the game of his life against the Browns, and then Browns fans probably never watched him since.
No.
He was uneven since then. He's a little uneven to start the year. Now he's got this injury where he got injured at the beginning of the year, and now he's got this injury where now you're going to probably have Brian Hoyer, which I'm sure we'll have a field day talking about that. That's evened up. I mean, you got a really good look at it before you have Ravens and Bengals, and we'll see what type of team the Bengals are by the time – you get to the Monday Night Football game, and right now Lamar Jackson is playing like a man possessed that wants every bit of $250 million guaranteed, and he's going to force Steve Buscemi, yes, I said that on purpose, to give him the money. 216-578-0092, coming up at 8:20, Jason Lloyd joins us on the show. Up next, one of the craziest, nuttiest conversations about the Browns we've ever had. Think about the territory that brings in. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, Live on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Kareem Hunt on Jacoby Brissett. For a second, I thought that was... When Owen told me what he was going to play, I thought he said that was Kareem Hunt on somebody else. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that quarterback. At some point, that's a slow-brewed coffee conversation. I don't know when I wanted to go over that one. Because there's only 32 starting quarterbacks in the league, and that guy's ranked 33rd right now. And I don't know when exactly I want to do that.
It's kind of so sad that I'm not even doing a champion's pose. Because I can't believe how bad it is.
Well, I just... I got to tell you, I think that that's why. All right, I'm just going to come out and say it. That's why I think that there was some of the. Baker Mayfield has been terrible to start off this year.
He's been
I wasn't planning on. He's been the worst start.
He's worse than Justin Fields.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on having this conversation right off, but I'm going to come out and say this. I think that the internet is fantasy, but I think that there have been people who have been seriously affected by the arguments that they have had over Browns players. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. I know that they heard about Miles and Baker not necessarily caring for each other. And I think that some of those people kind of took it out on Miles yesterday on social media because they have had an effect. Those fans have came after each other and they took it very personally. And they went after, and yesterday, for something very serious, some people got caught in their feelings and took fantasy and did something that is very real, very, 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 very real, and got caught in their own feelings, and they shouldn't have done that. Some of the stuff I was seeing on the internet yesterday and this morning, I was like, some of you guys need to back away from the keyboard and realize that this here is real life. What is in front of you? The family, this cup of coffee here, what I'm telling you, this is real life. Where somebody on this website here, they could go in and just shut the website off, and then that would be the end of the website. That would be it. None of that really matters. It is all fantasy. None of it is real. It is a life 2 or 3.0 for you. None of that is real. I know that we like to say we're right and wrong. I've been right and wrong many, many times. It's fun to say we're wrong at times. It's okay. And the fight over certain players, and we've done this before, has led us to say things that we should not mean about the personal life of other players. And it got to a very awkward, very personal, vitriolic moment yesterday, speaking about issues we don't know, about very serious issues yesterday. I mean, good God, we're talking about someone's personal safety.
That's why yesterday I just stayed off because I knew when the news came down it would just be texted to me. So I don't even need to necessarily follow it.
It was a good idea by you. It was a good idea by you.
I was off all day. Sunday I was off during a non-Browns. You would have thought that would have been a great day to bask in just football, but I had other things going on. I had Red Zone on the entire day. And it actually was nice to get away. Don't get me wrong, there are times when it is a lot of fun and entertainment to be on Twitter. And I understand the addiction to social media. I do. But never have I been off of Twitter and thought to myself, boy, that's a day I wish I had back that I was on social media more. I've never said that once. That's never been a part of my thought process.
No. But he is certainly struggling down there. And, I don't know what to say. I don't want him to struggle like he's struggling down there. My God, this is not good.
Because he's not this bad.
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's Mac. I know McAdoo didn't think highly of him coming out of the draft, and I don't know what he's doing with him, but this is just not good down there. They're 1-2, and, you know, I got a text on Saturday where he was at a golf outing or a golf tournament, and they're going, man, if he were in Cleveland and they started off 0-2, he'd be, I'm like, I'm not being bothered with this. I got college football to watch. He does not play for the Browns. The Browns played on Thursday. It is not my care. I don't care. And they ended up winning. They did win the game against New Orleans. He was not good, but it's not my problem. A guy who has been to our benefit is Jacoby Brissett. Now, if you want to talk about crazy conversations, nutty conversations, even at times what we would consider forbidden conversations, because this was bandied about a couple times on Friday, and I told a couple of callers, I go, I know we're all excited that we beat Pittsburgh, and I'm excited too, but let's hold off on this conversation at least till next week. Well, it's next week. So is it a crazy conversation to bring up? Is it crazy to have the conversation about keeping Jacoby Brissett in after week 13?
So I would have said it was totally crazy 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
When I expected Jacoby Brissett to be much worse than what he is right now.
Ah.
But, I mean, if this is not going to happen, but if they are sitting there at what? Give me, what would the record be? He's playing in how many games?
11.
11 games.
So you don't want to hear my answer.
So if he's 9-2, They're still going to go to Deshaun Watson, but I don't think it's crazy to have the conversation because the Browns have never been 9-2.
If we're going to have
when's the last time the Browns have been 9-2 ever in the history of the Browns?
If we're going to have this conversation,
1946.
If we're going to have this conversation, we need to couch everything with it's not what the Browns are going to do. It's what Ken's going to do. It's what Owen's going to do. It's what you're because if I just say that's what the Browns are going to do, then it's not a conversation. Like we immediately have to hit a buzzer or something or call fouls on each other. If we say, well, the Browns are going to do this because that's that doesn't make the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're
if you went to
9-2, you have these big wins. They'd have some big wins on their schedule. One of them would be, let's say they go on the road to Buffalo and they win. Let's say that game gets flexed and it's on national TV and Jacoby Brissett brings them from behind in the fourth quarter. Like, I think the percentages of people who would be like, all right, let's give the ball to somebody who hasn't played in 2 years. I think there would be fewer and fewer because now we would have seen it. Now, do I expect any of that to happen? No, I'll be honest, I don't. So this is just a fun conversation for us to have right now and a fun hypothetical. That's what Newsflash, that's what Sports Talk Radio is, a lot of hypotheticals, a lot of projecting things out and playing them out down the road. But if that's what where they're at, 9-2, and Jacoby Brissett's a top 10 quarterback, where have we seen some places have him top 6 right now? In numbers, if that continues, yeah, I don't think people want to replace them.
All right, these are all crazy. These are all fantastic. 216-578-0092. Is it crazy to have the conversation about keeping Jacoby in after week 13? Setting the parameters of...
I'm telling you, I would have said it was crazy 3 weeks ago.
Yes. Now I'm going to tell you what I would do. Even if they were 10-1, even if they were 10-1, I'm putting Deshaun Watson in. I think if they were 10-1, you would have to have the run of all runs. You would have to have one of the greatest runs of
luck. Well, you would have, because you're 10-1.
You would have to have, no, you would have to have the luck of luck, because right now your seas are parting. Your seas are parting. I laid this out for you during the seven in heaven. The Falcons aren't that good of a football team, even though Mariota shows a little bit of promise there. And you got Kyle Pitts, and Drake London's a promising young rookie and all the other good stuff. So there is a little bit of gold in their hills, but they're building. The Chargers, they've taken on some injuries. The injury to Rashawn Slater is a huge, huge, huge injury, and I think they fear he could be out for the rest of the year. The Mac Jones injury, we just talked about that. Lamar Jackson, he can put it on you at any time. Like, if I were to go down this list and say that you would even be 10-1, there has to be this huge run of luck that is unforeseen, and I just don't think you're going to get that in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And I want the very best natural talent. Jacoby has done an incredible job. At this point, I would say this in December. It's not just on September 27th. So far in three games, Jacoby's done a really fine job.
First game wasn't great.
I said really fine job. I didn't say incredible job. I'm taking two out of three games and saying he's done a real fine job. Is that fine?
There's been a big – the last two games he has looked totally in command and has looked really good.
But I'm putting in Deshaun Watson for all the reasons that we have specified for months and months and months and months and months. But is it crazy to have the conversation? I can't say it's crazy. I'm getting a head shake over there. We'll hold off on that.
I think it's a little crazy to do it before week four.
But he's played way better than we thought he would play already.
In 66% of the games that he's played way better than we thought.
I thought that Kevin Stefanski was going to have to carry him in a lot of cases, and I don't think he's had to do that. I think Jacoby Brissett's played very well.
I think he's played well, too, but it's also we have not played even a quarter of the schedule yet.
And you haven't played anybody really good. But correct. When are you?
And now it looks like you might not even do that until week 7.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah, we thought the first four games would be manageable, and now we're expanding. We're expanding. Who knows? By then, the Ravens might all be banged up.
Right.
And, you know, it's not that we're the, you know, all the other teams are getting injuries, and we're not. I mean, who knows about Myles Garrett and his status this week? Jadeveon Clowney's been out.
But we're also setting parameters
for starting linebacker.
We're also setting parameters for what the record would be. If the record were to be 6-5, Deshaun Watson's playing. If the record would be 10-1, Ken Carman is saying that Deshaun Watson's playing. I think there'll be a lot of people pounding down our door if I'm sitting here screaming Deshaun Watson should be playing, and Jacoby Brissett has the Browns at 10-1 going into Week 13 against the Houston Texans.
10-1 is the best worst thing that could happen.
I think people would start to say some really nasty things about me if I were sitting there going, no, he absolutely should play in Week 13 in Houston against the Texans in his first week back in 2 years when the Browns were to be at 10-1 with Jacoby Brissett.
Can you imagine?
I don't think I could open up social media.
If Watson he just has the rust that he had in that preseason game, and you've got protesters out in front
and I would say Houston,
and you've got the boo birds coming
I would
out,
say,
and if he didn't play well.
Time to get rid of the rust, because you're down in Houston. It's never going to be as bad as it is down there. Go out and get rid of that rust, and whatever happens, happens. You're bound to lose some games, because we need you in the postseason. Because at 10-1, you should be on a collision course. It's not guaranteed. You could lose all those games, but I don't think that would happen with Deshaun Watson, for crying out loud. And you should be on a collision course with the postseason, and you are the better, more talented quarterback. You should be in a better situation. Now, we know that they're not going to go 10-1, but I have to operate in a world of extremes here now, don't I? I really do. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Demos and Shaker, you're first up in the fan. Yellow.
Good morning, fellas. So,
hi,
look,
Demos.
If the Browns are up like 9-2, 10-1 at that point, it wouldn't just be because of Jacoby Brissett. We'd be in that position because no major injuries.
Well, Demos, even if they had Deshaun Watson the whole year, it wouldn't just be because of Deshaun Watson. No team gets to 10-2 just because of their quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. And so my point is that if that's the case, if the team is humming along, that means that Watson could, you know, go in and play well because the rest of the team's playing well, even with a little rust. And I think they'd go to him.
Tone?
That's my take.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably would. I'm just saying it's not crazy to have the conversation if Brissett is...
No, not at all. And in fact, my thinking was that the 11 games was always going to be that Deshaun might not even play this year because, you know, he is so rusty and not that good. And so I never thought that Brissett was going to be like a total failure because of the rest of the team. And that's what I'm saying. If it's the rest of the team is still intact, then it'd be much harder for Deshaun Watson to fail. And he's our big money guy anyway. So, you know, look what happened last year. Look what they let him play and he sucked all year and Stefanski didn't do anything about that. So obviously there's some front office push.
Well, but Demos, I'll say this and thank you for the call. It's just what we would do. I don't want to sit there and just blame, all right, this is what I'm doing, and this is what the Browns are going to do, so I end up being right here. It's what Kenny would do. It's what Tone would do. It's what Owen would do. It's what Demos would do. Unless I misunderstood what Demos was saying, maybe I was.
But and he said he'd go to him because the team would be better. But what if they are 9-2, 10-1 at that point, and Kevin Stefanski gets up there on Monday and goes, we never really had to think about it. Deshaun Watson's the starting quarterback of this team. We're rolling with Deshaun. We're ready to go. Everybody in the locker room understands it. Would you take a pause at that? That they didn't even discuss it? That it didn't become...
Well, I mean, the reality is you traded all these picks because you liked the ceiling of Deshaun Watson. It's why I wanted him. It's why I wanted Deshaun Watson all along, is that I thought he could be a top five quarterback in the league. But if Brissett is, statistically and passes the eye test and is like... top 10?
Guys, you go.
You know,
with
it does
your,
make it interesting. It really does.
You go with your data. You go with everything. You go with the reason why you gave up everything to go after the guy. You go with everything that told you to go through the hell of what the last year was
but
to go out
feel
and get
good
the story. Guy. You
It'd
go
be amazing.
Put that guy
It'd
in.
It'd be amazing that Brissett right now is this feel-good story. And
he
he's starting to – I know it's
he
only
is.
Been two great games that he's had back-to-back. You know, the first game notwithstanding. They're talking about his leadership. They're talking about that smile on his face and just how much it means to him. And wow, this is the way that what was a tough story and one that the Browns were considered this evil franchise and what they did. Now this is the one positive. And then they switch to the guy with all the baggage who hasn't played in 2 years. There would be controversy there nationally. I don't know if locally there would be. I think... Maybe there would be. I don't know.
216,
but nationally, there would be some controversy.
There probably would be. 216-578-0092. Is it crazy to have the conversation about keeping Jacoby in after week 13? Lloyd at 820. You guys next. And if they don't do it, it'll be a full-on fight. I'm not talking Browns or Cavs here, by the way, either. That coming up at 8 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, get the stories behind the headlines. When you subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, featuring our beat reporter Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin. I logged in yesterday during the day to get caught up, and there was this huge like push graphic about their podcast. I'm like, that's awesome. They're getting promoted. That's good. I get 3 episodes each week of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland and 923thefan.com and the Odyssey app, brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Bryant and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort.
Good for Daryl and Andy.
Yeah.
Good for them. A lot of reaction, clearly, to what we're talking about when it comes to this.
Well, just everybody's saying it's crazy. And it is. On its face right now, yes, today it is crazy. But I have a feeling there'd be a lot of different opinions if they were the best team in football. And Jacoby Brissett looked like he did the last 2 weeks the rest of the way. But I think people are thinking it's crazy because that's probably not going to happen.
It's a little far-fetched. I don't think it's the craziest conversation we've ever had. We've been on the air together 5 years. I think it's probably in the lower rung of craziness that we've ever talked about when you really break it down. 216-578-0092. Let me get to Eric in Akron. Hello, Eric.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I disagree entirely. Oh. If Kobe is 8-3 or better, there's no way in hell I'm putting Deshaun in. He hasn't played football in 2 years. Do you really think this guy's going to go 6-0? That to me says, hey, we're just going to sack the season and we're getting ready for 2023. Here we go, because we want to play with our new toy.
I don't think you should just sit there and say records. I don't think you should say records, Eric. I mean, hey, what did you think of Baker's performance on Sunday against New Orleans?
I'm not talking about Baker Mayfield.
No. I'm using an example because everybody's saying that they won in spite of him. They won the game, though. They won the game.
That's a win.
They're 1-2.
At some point, winning's all that matters. And it doesn't matter if the quarterback plays like crap. It doesn't matter if your receivers play like crap. The defense.
That sounds like stuff I said after the Detroit game last year. I mean, if he is not playing well and they're somehow winning and they're 8-3 and he's not playing well, I'm going to Deshaun Watson. Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Very easily.
I'm driving
to your house with Deshaun Watson. I'm looking at you dead in the eye. I'm going, this is the starting quarterback, Eric. Here you go.
If he's not playing well, why are you putting Deshaun in when you don't think he's going to? I mean, do you really think Deshaun is going to blow the world away after 2 years and not playing football?
That's why I paid him all the money. Well, I didn't pay him the money, but if I'm the Browns, that's why I paid him all the money. Well, that's why I went out and got him. I traded away all the picks and paid him all the money. I would hope that he would play very well, Eric. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking into account that.
And if he doesn't, then I'm just going to fire a lot of people.
You're taking into account that there's going to be an element of rust. And, you saw it in that preseason game.
The first game back in Houston is probably going to be something to behold, to say the least.
It's going to be a bizarre game because he's going back to the place where all the trouble started.
Yes.
He's going to get booed relentlessly. There are going to be protesters in front of the stadium.
Yeah.
That will get more coverage than the actual game,
I'm just
probably.
I'm just saying, don't put your head on just 8-3 and he's got to play. It's got to be Deshaun Watson, or it's got to be Jacoby Brissett. No. If Jacoby Brissett is out there all of a sudden not playing well and has been figured out and somehow they're winning games, and it seems like they're doing it in spite, and it's all Nick Chubb running the ball 30-something times and doing Derrick Henry stuff, then you're making the switch.
Yeah.
You're just making the switch. But if Jacoby, if you were saying, hey, you know, even if they were 6-5 and Jacoby Brissett had a 120 quarterback rating and Jacoby Brissett was throwing for 4 touchdowns a game and Amari Cooper had this many yards and David Njoku had that many yards and everybody was doing well, then that would be a more cogent argument than anything else. The only reason I use Baker is a loaded argument, so maybe I shouldn't use that one, but it's like, no, I've already done that before. We always just say, well, did they win the game? Well, that's it. Well, that's the excuse I made for bad quarterback play. I don't want to put Jacoby and Baker in the same conversation, so I apologize for that move, but still.
Baker finished in the year that gave everybody hope, the second half of the year, 2020. Baker finished the season 6-2, and PFF had him the entire season ranked in the top 10.
It was good.
The stretch, he was even ranked higher. What if it's that with Brissett? Because obviously the running game had something to do with that.
Then Eric and Akron can call in, and he would have made sound points there. But if they're winning and it's just, well, it's 13-10 and you're beating the Lions.
See, the interesting part of this is if Jacoby has this miraculous, I almost said miracle because probably would be, but if he had this miraculous run, guys, the locker room would be behind him. The locker room falls behind any winning quarterback almost every single time, no matter what, no matter whatever differences are behind the scenes, no matter if they truly know he's not remotely the quarterback that Deshaun Watson, the guy he traded for him, but they haven't seen Deshaun Watson. Even if he's in the building, they haven't seen him play like this up close and personal. Do you think that's ever a factor? How a locker room bonds with a winning quarterback?
You know what? That will depend on how Watson acts on October 30th or October 10th when he's allowed back in the building. Like when we've had this argument before. We did this with Manziel and Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer conducted himself as a professional. And Brian Hoyer, when it comes to the talent issue, Brian was probably not as talented as Manziel.
No.
But Brian acted as a professional and got his team ready where Johnny was an idiot. And so where Brian got ready and his team respected him, his teammates did not respect Johnny Manziel. So when Deshaun comes in on October 10th, if he conducts himself as a professional around his teammates and they go, all right, we're getting ready for week 13. Deshaun Watson's the future of this franchise. Deshaun will play week 13. It would probably go over a lot better than what it did then. It's just depending on how he conducts himself leading up to the moment for the December 4th game when he actually plays.
It's going to be really interesting because you have the Bills and the Bucks. Are you going to be wanting, this is a totally different question. Are you going to be wanting Deshaun Watson to split reps? Those are huge games. Will Watson be splitting reps that week? I bet he will be because they're going to assume that Jacoby is a veteran, almost like a veteran backup who doesn't need reps. Those are two huge games plopped in the middle of the year that could have seeding purposes.
Damn it, Tone. I got a Guardians question I got to ask later, okay? Because if they don't do this, it's going to be a full-on fight. We got to get back to these phones here. 216-578-0092. More of you guys next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.